Right, so we go back to the Gemara on Shabbos, Pechas. So we dealt with two Gemaras on Shabbos. We dealt with the Gemara in Shabbos on Pechas and the Gemara in Megillah on Dazayin. We're not going back to that scenario. But we're going to go review the Gemara on Shabbos and bring out another point. Okay, so where do we start on Shabbos, remembers? The Yatsu B'Tach Sahar, which means anybody?
They stood on the bottom of the mountain.
Good.
Under.
They stood, well no, the pasuk that is, the shot in the pasuk is, they stood B'Tach Sahar at the bottom of the mountain.
Here.
Right, if you open up your local art scroll stone chumash, you'll probably find they stood at the bottom of the mountain. This is by Kabbalah Sator. Now, Amar Rav Avdimi Bar Chama, you see it? You got it, Moshe. Amar Rav Avdimi Bar Chama Bar Chasa Milamed. What do we see from here? That they Rashi tell us how we see this. Milamed Shakafa Kodesh Baruch Aleim Harki Es Harki Gigis. This teaches us that Hakadosh Baruch Hu picked up the mountain over them like a gigas, like a vat, like a wine barrel. V'amar lahem, and he said to them, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, Imatem mekav matar, if you accept the Torah, mutav, it's good for you. V'im lav, and if not, sham tei kvarashem, over there will be your burial place. Now, how do we see this from the pasuk? Yeah, Rashi explains. Yeah, what's the answer? Who remembers?
He puts it on top of the something with the net heel.
Yeah, look at Rashi.
Which one?
You tell me. We did this already, right?
Tachadar.
Good.
Because he'll put the...
It says B'tachtis Ahar. They stood B'tachtis Ahar. Literally, the word tachtis means... Under. What does tachat? Tachas means under. Now, in the context of the pasuk, it means they stood at the bottom of the mountain. But if you take the literal translation, it means they stood under the mountain. Says Rashi, says, look at Rashi. Tachas Ahar, mamish. They stood mamish, literally under the mountain. That's how we got this drasha.
The mountain was floating over them.
Well, it was being held. It wasn't floating, it was being held. Right? It was being held because Baruch was ke'ilu, holding the mountain over them like a wine barrel, like a vat. And he said, if you accept the Torah, good, and if not, he's going to drop it, and that will be their place of burial. Good? Now, there was a kasha that we didn't deal with on Shabbos. Right? We continued in the Gemara. And the truth is, let's just continue the Gemara for those who weren't with us, or those who weren't with us. So let's... Hamei ben Yavin. Okay, so now. V'amar lahem, he said, you said, Torah, good. If not, you'll be buried here. So Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, V'kan moidah rabba la'raisa. Who remembers? What does it mean, moda rabba la'raisa? Who remembers?
Rabba agreed that it's from the Torah.
Okay. Not exactly, but some of those words are there. Rav Chama bar Yaakov said, Mikan, from here, moda rabba la'raisa. There's a moda rabba la'raisa for the Torah. What's this moda rabba?
A big idea.
Everyone knew?
Rabba knew?
Okay, so I guess nobody was paying attention on Shabbos.
Oh.
Yeah? Moda Rabba. Remember we said it means that they have a claim of duress. They can claim we're forced. They have a, what's a good word? Alibi is not a good word. They have an excuse, but not really an excuse. Right? They have a claim of duress. They can claim we were forced. We were forced into accepting the Torah. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Moda Rabba. You see Rashi? She'im yazminom ledin. What does that mean? She'im yazminom ledin. What does that mean? Okay, we're going to learn that tonight. Yeah? Write all of this down, what we're saying. Now write it down.
And if you order
the days.
Okay, you're in the right. You're in the right. Right, what's a Zimun? Write a Zimun. You're inviting. No, it's inviting. You're inviting. You say Rabbi Sai Nivarach. You say Rabbi Sai, let's bench. You're inviting everyone to bench. It means to invite, to call upon. Im Yasmin, says Rashi. She'im Yasminam Ladin, if they are invited, meaning if they are called to judgment, they go to Bezim Shamal after 120 years, and they say, Yanko, Lama lo kiyamtem es tibaltem aleichem. Why did you not do what you said you would? Again. Lama lo kiyamtem. Why did you not uphold mashe kibaltem, what you accepted? There was a Kabbalah Satara, and Klal Yisrael said, we'll take it. They accepted the Torah. So says Rav Yaakov. So Rav Achabar Yaakov, based off of this whole Maisa that happened, that Hashem picked up the mountain over the heads, if you accept the Torah, good, if not, you're dead. Klal Yisrael would say, we were forced into it. So now, when they go to Bez and Shemale after 120 years, and they say, hey, why did you keep the Torah? You know what they're going to say? Keep going in Rashi. Yeshuahem tshuva. What does that mean? They have a answer. Shekablu be'ones. It was accepted out of force, out of duress. They were forced into accepting the Torah. They had no choice. If somebody puts a gun to the head and says, take the Torah, you're dead, they're going to take the Torah. Hashem said, either take it or I'm dropping the mountain. They had no choice. They wanted to live. They accepted the Torah. So now after 120, when they go to Beth and Shemalah, and they say, why didn't you keep A, B, C, and D? They just say, wait a second. I only said yes because I was being forced. I didn't really want it. That's a Modar Rabbah. They have a claim of duress. They have a claim to say, hey, we should not be punished for this. Good? Yeah?
Okay. Out of control is a better word. It was out of their control.
I mean, that's what it means. Modar Rabbah, that was out of duress. There was a claim. Oh, nice. They have a claim of duress. They can claim. We were forced. Oh, nice. Continuing the Gemara. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbah, Rabbah says, what does that mean? Aleph, Ayin, Pei, Chav. What does that stand for? Afal Pekin, which means what?
You want to say this is true?
No.
Even though we say this, even though something's so.
All right, quote better. You threw a few words together.
Where are we?
One word. It's one word.
Afal Pekin.
Nevertheless. Well, it's a hyphen in between. But it's one word. Nevertheless.
Even so.
Hot. Yeah, you should write it down. Don't you want to remember it? Listen, revise it. We talked about last night. When you hear something, you don't write it down. You have to be a mevakesh. You have to want the Torah. Wanting doesn't mean in one ear and out the other. Wanting is, I heard that. I didn't know that. I want to know that. The only thing you know is if you write it down. You look it up. You say, Rabbi Sachs, where was that Mar Malkom? I want to look it up. That's becoming Talmud Chacham. But this is, one ear out the other, nothing's going to happen through that. Good. So next time, Afal Pekin, you're going to have it right off the bat. Now, says Rava, Afal Pekin, Hadur Kiblu B'yameh Achashverosh. They re-accepted the Torah during the time of Achashverosh. Dechsim, as the Pasuk says, Kiblu V'kiblu HaYehudim. That's the Pasuk of Megillas Esther. And Rava says, we learn from that Pasuk, Kaimu Mashe Kiblu Kvar. They upheld, they fulfilled that which they'd already accepted. Meaning, in the time of Achashverosh, Rashi says, out of the avas and nays, out of the love for the fact they were saved from annihilation, they accepted the Torah out of love. Meaning, so in the time of Matan Torah, yes, they were forced into it, and until the time of Achashverosh, Lachar, they had a very good claim of the rest, we were forced. But after the time of Achashverosh, it says, Kibbut the Kiblu, which teaches us they re-accepted the Torah out of love. There was no more claim of duress. They now willingly accepted the Torah. And that was all she wrote. That was the story. And that's what we did on Shabbos. We went a different direction. We had a stira from Gemara in Megillah. We're not doing that right now. But what's the kasha? The Gemara says, go back to Matan Torah. Before Purim, back to Matan Torah. The Pasuk says, V'yitzyatzvu b'tachta sahar. They stood at the bottom of the mountain. And the Gemara learns, Rav Avdimi Bar Chama Bar Chasa says, we learned from here, Kafa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Market Gigas, he picked up the mountain over there like a wine barrel. As if you accept the Torah, good, and if not, you're going to be buried here. What's the million-dollar question? You're telling me what it says? I know what it says. Don't tell me what it says. What's the million-dollar Nasa Venishma? Right, didn't you learn in kindergarten, in first grade, in second grade? Nasa Venishma, Kleisel. What does Nasa Venishma mean? Is there no greater representation of willing acceptance? Do you understand the pshat Nasa Venishma? Nasa Venishma means we will do, and then we'll find out what it is. Nasa Venishma means we accept it. We want it. Now we're forced into it. Yeah, you hear that?
What if we don't want it?
Then you don't say Nasa Venishma if you don't want it. If you don't want it, you don't say Nasa Venishma. The Gemara sounds like Christ was being forced into accepting the Torah. What happened to Nasa Venishma? Didn't we all learn it?
When do you say that?
What? Why you so said
when
that?
When do you see Nasa Venishma?
The parts of Mishpatim. It says Nasa Venishma, parts of Mishpatim. And it repeats it again, I think, in parts of
because it says in a parsha that means we said it.
Chayesu said it. We have a chazal that says we have a chazal in the Gemara. I mean, it's these Gemaras. I don't know if it says hey, we have, it's these Gemaras of Shabbos. It says Chayesu said Nasa Nishma. They got two crowns because they said Nasa, one for Nasa, one for Nishma. Chayesu said we will do and we will then and we'll find out what we have to do. So what were they being forced into? They willingly accepted it. Yeah, Morty, got it? So look at Tosis.
What's the point of the Purim
Shabbos? Okay, let's first deal with this guy. Yeah? Right, that's a glaring kash on the Gemara. And Tosis asked that kash. Look at Tosis, top left. Kafa aleim har kigigis. Tosa says, I foul Pete, even though Shigvar Hagdimu Nasa Venishma. Even though Clive's already said Nasa Venishma, we will do and we will hear. Even before they knew what they're going to do, they said, if we want it. But Shema, Yahyu, Chayzrim, maybe they would have said, second thoughts, no, we don't want it. They would have been Chozim. They would have went back and said, we don't want it. Why would they have done that? Because Kishayiru Ha'esh HaGedoyla, when they saw the great fire, Shiyatzasa, that came out, Nishmasam, that their souls went out, meaning the Chazal tell us at the time Matan Torah, the Nishamas of Chayisro went out and they came back in. It was like a near-death experience. It was very scary. There was thunder, there was lightning, right? Like tonight. Tonight's not Dama to Kabbalah Satara, right? Thunderstorm, it's like, right, you ever notice why like Parshas Noach always rains? Right, this is the Hakdama to Kabbalah Satara, the thunderstorm. Yeah? Nah, seven. During Kabbalah Satara, it was scary. It was thunder, it was lightning. It was scary. And Hashem thought, you know what, they might back out of it. They might get scared and they might back out of it. So therefore, he forced them to taking it. Really, they did want it. They really did want it. But there was something very scary about the whole Kabbalah Satora. It was a lot of fanfare. It was a lot of noise. And he was scared they weren't going to take it. So before he did something to force them into it. And that's the answer of Tosis. Now, if you flip over to the back. We had Lakuti Arim, right? The Chedush Arim. Who knows who Chedush Arim was? Anybody?
Commentary person.
Okay, you're right. He was the first Gerebi.
Was he related to the Ri?
No, I don't think so. The Chedush Harim, Rav Yitzchak Meir Alter. Yeah, his grandson. His son passed away, but his grandson was the Sas Emes. His next Gerebi was the Imre Emes. Emory Emes survived the Holocaust and made to Teret Yisrael.
Is the whole page his commentary?
Yeah. We're only going to do one piece. Yeah, second, writing a column, second piece, V'yizyat B'tachta Zahar. And what the Chedush Arim says here is a message for the ages.
Which one?
On the right side, V'yizyat B'tachta Zahar, what he says here is a message for the ages. It's a lesson for each and every one of us. And this is a lesson we glean from Har Sinai, Kabbalah, HaTorah, and Har Sinai. Right? We remember the Glaring Kasha. It says, the Gemara taught us that Klai Yisrael was forced into receiving the Torah. Yet we know this in Nasim and Nishma. How do we deal with that? He quotes our Gemara. V'yisyatzu betachtes ahar. The Gemara in Shabbos Peches Medalev Melamed, it teaches us Shekafalem Hahar Kegigis, that the mountain was picked up over them like a vat. Ubetaisis, Hikshu Taisis, asked the cast, we just saw Taisis. Lama Hutrakos Barchu, Lekapais, Es Yisrael Hahar Kegigis. Why did he have to force them by picking up the mountain over their head like a vat, like a wine barrel? Why was that necessary? V'ha'amru, Ma'atzmam, Nasim and Nishmam. Didn't they, on their own accord, say Nasi Vinishma? So why do they need to be forced? They willingly accepted it. The Yesh Lefarish explains the Kedush Arim. The Nasi Vinishma Hayu Oimrim. That Nasi Vinishma which they said, Mishum Shahayu Chayshkim. That means Cheshek. They had a desire. Bidvekus, to have a connection. Ula avoid Hashem and to serve Hashem. That Klal Yisrael and Matan Torah, they really had such a desire. They wanted to serve Hashem. Aval, but Heim Hayu Srichim Lekabel Ledorais Afilu Be'im Shelo Yiyu Ritzoinam. But it was necessary. They needed to accept the Torah, a few even without that ratzon, without the desire, without that want, without that tshuka, without that desire, that intense desire for Torah and avoda, to learn Torah and do avodas Hashem. Meaning, Klal Yisrael by Matan Torah, really deep down they wanted it. But it was necessary that Kabbalah Zatora took place in a way that was forceful. In order to teach the Doros, in order to teach for the generations the following lesson. That Afilu Im Lo Yiratzon, even if you're not in the mood, you don't want to go to the base, you don't want to get out of bed, you'd rather be doing something else. The game's on tonight, whatever it may be, even though you don't have that chukka right now, you don't have that desire right now, you'd really rather be doing something else. But afal pikein, yeah, what does it mean? You got it. Nevertheless, you also, they still did it. Kimosha, how you b'chol nafsham? Right, kimosha and b'chol nafsham, they still did it with all of their hearts. Nevertheless, they do it. Kimo, like they, it's b'chol nafshem, like it's with all of their desire, with all of their nafshem. Even it's not. They'd really rather be doing something else right now. They'd rather sleep in. They'd rather be watching A, B, and C. They'd rather go out to the movies. They'd rather go to the game. But they still show up. They still do it. Ve'im lav, and if not, Ya'avdu Chas Hashem. Chas Hashem is going to be lost. The Torah is going to be, they're not going to get it. Meaning Klal Yisrael had to accept the Torah in this way. Really, there's not the Torah they wanted to. But Hashem had to make Kabbalah's the Torah in a way that was forceful. To teach us the lesson that we have to force ourselves. That even though we're not in the way, it's great, we should all get a Gishmak.
How was it forceful?
He picked up a mountain over the head and said, take it. If you don't, I'm going to drop it and you're going to be dead. That was the Gemara we did.
Wow.
And it's to teach us that even though we don't necessarily want it, we're not in the mood.
Bro, is that real?
It's a rough day. But we have to fight it. We have to fight it and you do it anyways. You show up anyways. And you try your best anyways. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach us by saying, I'm forcing you into it. That you should know that even though you're not in the mood, but you force yourself. You do it anyways. It's life or death. The Torah came to Hayek. It's our life.
That Moshe Rabbeinu said it and we like wanted to accept it.
V'zeh gufa hayu mekab l'lem b'shas k'fi esahar b'nasim. And that's why Christ had to accept the turn away of fear, even though there was not some nishma. And that's the difference between Klal Yisrael and the rest of the nations. We might be familiar with the Medrash that says that Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, went around the other nations of the world and said, "Do you want the Torah?" And they said, "No." "Do you want the Torah?" And they said, "No." Because that's the difference between us and them. They weren't willing to give up. They weren't willing to settle over their ratzon, with their desires, whether the desires for lust, their desire was to kill, their desire was to steal. The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to the different nations and said, "Do you want the Torah?" And they say, "What's in it?" "Don't steal." That's not us. We steal. It said, "Don't kill." They said, "We live and die by the sword. We can't do that." They weren't willing to give up on their own ratzon, on their own desire or to accept the Torah. But Klal Yisrael is different. We give up on our personal wants, our personal desires, in order to accept the Torah, in order to show up to Seder, in order to show up to Davin, to learn from Avodas Hashem. Because that's who we are. It's part of us. It's part of our neshama, our makeup. That makes us who we are. And that's why come to Kabbalah Satara, we have to focus on that. We have to focus on davening for that, for those, that cheshe. Now, obviously, it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing that you wake up every single day and it's geshmak and you can't wait to get the Seder and there's nothing else in the world you'd rather do. And that's a madrega, and that's an amazing thing, but it's not always like that. Sometimes there's other things going on in life. Maybe you gotta go to work, or you gotta go to the doctor, you got whatever you have to do. But there has to be a desire. I want to be there. I can't be there, but I want to be there. And even if it's not that madrega, and the madrega is, you know what, today I really don't want to be there. I'd much rather be doing something else. I really don't want to be there. But we learn from Matan Torah, we push ourselves any way we go. And the Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us, Lefum Tzara Agra. What does that mean? Lefum, according. Letzara, to the pain, is the Agra, the reward. Even though it's not Gishmak, and you feel, I don't want to be here, but you push yourself, and you go. According to the Tzara, the pain is the Agra, is the reward. And I've seen Svarim write that person who pushes himself, even though he doesn't want to be there, but he comes anyways, he tries, he puts in his efforts to the best of his ability, he gets more scarred. The guy woke up and couldn't wait to get to the base. He was there early because for him it was easy. There's no better geschmack in the world. But for the guy who struggled and it was hard, he dragged himself, but he came. He's the warrior. He's battling. He's on the front line. And he's getting a tremendous scar, maybe more scar than the guy sitting who was the first one in the base medrash. Because it's not easy for him, but he's doing it anyway. And that's the lesson with Marcina. Well, let's just take a look for a minute. There's a few parts of davening maybe we can focus on as Shavuos comes up. All right, it's probably the same in Mizrach.
Shavuos is the same davening as Shabbat?
The Pesukim of Zimra, yeah. But there's a few here. There's a few.
Is there like challah and stuff?
What?
Is there like challah and special amidah?
Yeah, it's challah, but you don't have on Shabbos, but you have yet. So let's just let's go to the Shemona Esrei of Yantif. This is every Yantif, but we're going to emphasize it now because it's Shavuos, Kabbalah Satara. What? Yeah, Shavuos Regalim. Go to the Shemona
Esrei
for Shavuos Regalim.
Rav Yerushki.
Yeah.
Who's that Rosh Hashanah here?
Why? It has for Erev Rosh Hashanah. It might even have for Rosh Hashanah, but
that's for Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Okay, so go to page. What page?
290.
Okay, go to page 290.
This is Musaf.
Yeah, go to page 292. 292. Yeah, go to 292. 292. Right. So just a few pointers, just a few things to keep in mind as we're going to be davening on Shavuos, and it's a day where we're going to be accepting the Torah. And the Svarim say that we're going to be judged in our Torah. What is our Torah going to look like for the coming year? What's our desire in Torah going to be for the coming year? What's our Havana, our understanding of the Torah going to be for the coming year? So we have to dive into these things. So one thing we say in V'hasi'enu, right? We say, V'sein chel kein v'sar secha. We say, Hashem, give us our chelik in the Torah. Each one of us has our own chelik in the Torah. Each one of us has our own tafkid, our own job, our own accomplishments to make in the Torah. and we ask Hashem, give us our chelik. But don't let it just be a tinti chelik. Let it be a geshmaka chelik. A chelik with simcha. We should be zoich. We think we should be zoiche to achieve our chelik in Torah. We say v'sabeinu mituvecha. Now I'll tell you, I once had a pshat in this, and then I later saw the Rechaim Kivyevsky says this, so I felt it was MS. Yeah. We say sabeinu mituvecha. We said sabeinu mituvecha. Now the Gemara Pirkei Avos, the Gemara says ain tov el Torah. When it says tov is a remiss to Torah. So we say sabeinu. What does sabeinu mean? Satiated, to be satisfied. So we have a tefillah sabeinu mituvecha that Hashem, you should make it that I should be on a madrega, that I should be satisfied just by your Torah. I don't need other things to satisfy me. I don't need other things. All I need is your Torah. Your Torah should satiate me. It should satisfy me. We say sabeinu mituvecha that we should be satiated from your Torah. Right, and take a look. If you back up now, let's go to before Kriyat Shema, Birchas HaTorah. Well, we talked about Shabbos Birchas HaTorah. I mean Birchas Kriyat Shema. Sorry, Birchas Kriyat Shema. Now, I'm asking if you're in a place and they down a little quick, so maybe you know that already. So maybe try to start a little bit early.
How are you supposed to have kavana if you did an all-nighter learning? Like you're gonna fall asleep while you daven.
That's a good question. So. You have your pre-chakras coffee, maybe. That's just going to keep you up.
You already had four coffees.
Already had four. So you're ready to go. You're not falling asleep.
You're going
to
go into overdose.
You're not falling asleep. Yeah, but you stand up.
After the first night?
You stand up. If you stand up, you usually don't fall asleep. Right? At least you wake up on the way down. Right? Wait,
the first night is all night learning, and we receive the Torah, right? What's the second night?
To be extra Jewish.
Okay, so go now. Go to
because we're in the Futsar. It's to be extra Jewish. No.
Here,
I'm saying, are we receiving the Torah again or no?
No, it's the same reason. It, no, the second day is just the same reason we have 2 days of Yom Kippur.
I don't know. Go to 193. Right. So Birkas Kriyat Shema, we have Ahava Rabbah. In Ahava Rabbah, we talk about the great love that Hashem has for us. And we say, Avinu Malkeinu. Well, let's go to the end.
Where are we at?
Here. We're 193, yeah?
Oh wait, never mind.
Go to the last word, bottom left, Avinu. We say, Avinu, Father, Hamarachman, merciful one, Hamarachim, who has mercy. Rachimel, have mercy on us.
Where are you?
194. I don't know if you have this. You say this? You all say this?
I don't think so.
No? You don't say Abba Rabba? You say Abba's Olam. It's probably a similar lashon. Okay. Either not. You take a look in your Birkas Kriyat Shema and you see what shaykh for you to be Mekabel the Torah. Yeah? We say Ha'av Ha'rachamon Ha'merachem. Merciful Father, have mercy. Rachim Elohim, have mercy on us. B'sein B'libeinu, you shall place in our hearts. L'havin, to understand. L'haskel, to have the intellect. Lishmaya, to learn, to hear, to open up our ears. Sometimes our ears are clogged. Our ears are full of so much schmutz. It's unfortunate. I want to cry sometimes. I can sit. You walk through the door and you hear people just talking and using nibble pet. It has a real effect on our ability to learn. They would use dirty words. People talk, they use curse words. They talk about dirty things. It's unfortunate. People do it. Sometimes it's on the base. It's unfortunate. But it has a real effect. We daven Hashem. We should have the ears lishmaya to be able to hear the Torah, the pristine Torah. Lilmo, to learn the Torah. Ulelame, to teach the Torah. Lishmor, to guard it, to keep the mitzvos, the lasos. Ulekayim es kol, to be mekayim, to uphold kol divrei Talmud Torah techa. To uphold all of the Torah, be'ahava, be'ah, with love. Again, we learn from the Torah, even if you're not feeling it, you still do it. But we want to be on a madrega that we love it. It's geshmak every day. We want to wake up and we can't wait to do it. That's be'ahava. But you have to have kavanah when you daven. Not just to blabber it off. Now you do your best. Okay, you're tired. So you stand up. You stand up. Right? You do one of these. You put the... Put it here. You stand up. You got a built-in stender. You do what you can to try to have kavanah. These are tefilos that then. These are real tefilos. We're davening Hashem. We want to have a love for the Torah. We want to have our chelik in the Torah. Okay, last but not least, let's go to Birkas HaTorah.
The tefilos on Shavuot are davening for specific things. We should be focusing on these,
I'm just trying to say, we say these all the time, every week. I'm just saying, I'm pointing out now before Shavuot that I'm telling you what you can have in mind. Come Shavuot to... that you were davening on the Svarim say Shavuos is the time we're judged on our Torah, so we can. I'm showing you parts of davening that you can focus on and have an extra kavana that I want to have that ava. I want to be able to hear the words of the Torah and understand the Torah. And in Birkas HaTorah, which one? 77.
Seven.
Right, we talked a little bit on Shabbos. In Birkas HaTorah, we say the Harev Na Hashem Lekenu. The Torah should be sweet. Hashem, make the Torah sweet for us. There should be Gishmak. As Divar Sarasech, the words of your Torah, and it's not just about me, it's about all of Klal Yisrael. Bifinu, in our mouth. You're not just davening for you, you're saying it's feeling for all of Klal Yisrael. For even the people who don't find the Gishmak, who don't want to find the Gishmak. Ubifi Amicha Beis Yisrael. In the mouths of all other nation of the house of Klal Yisrael, v'niyeh anach, that it should be for us, v'tetzein v'tetzeiv, our children, our grandchildren, that kulanu, all of us should be yodei shemech, we should all know your name, we should all recognize Hashem, v'loinu sarsech, we should all learn your Torah, lishma, should be lishma, because this is what you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, want me to do, not for the kavod, not for anything else but lishma. You can spend some time before Shavuot, go through, see what's meaningful to you. Right? And be davening, have a Gishmaka here, Limanat Torah, have a Gilad Kfalsa Torah.